Hi, welcome to Deep Diving with Digital Femme. My name is Carmen and I'm the host of this podcast on Monday, June 1st, 2020. The title of this episode is Meaningful Messages That Carry You Through. In my previous podcast, I had identified a childhood filter that had been a positive staple in my life. And if you would like to listen to that, go ahead and click on the previous episode. So I was 9 years old and I had come across a book by Khalil Gibran titled The Prophet. And I can't remember how I had come across that book. It was either through a school library or a public library. But needless to say, I was intrigued. I had flipped through the pages and one of the poems in the book really spoke out to me. And the title of that poem was on children. And I guess I gravitated to the title on children because I myself was a child. Now, the reason why I'm bringing up the Khalil Gibran book, The Prophet, and his poem on children was because at 9 years old, it had really impacted me in terms of how I looked at adults and parents in the way that they looked at their own children. Back then, I remember when there were still landlines, my mom would be on the phone with mothers or fathers, and they would be discussing the children of those parents. How disappointed the husband was or the mother because the child disobeyed or the child was not able to achieve high marks in school, etc. And my mom would share these conversations with us and my sister with me, my sister and my father during dinner. And I would listen. And ever since I already read the book, the poem on children, it always made me think about how unnecessary parents back then anyway would put themselves through anxiety or stress because of the way the children didn't meet their expectations. So before I go further, I'd like to read to you Khalil Gibran's poem on children. Now, for those of you who have heard of Khalil Gibran and of the book The Prophet, then you know how wonderful the poems are, and the book is like a staple read for anyone's home library. And for those that haven't heard of Khalil Gibran, he is a Lebanese-American writer who really wrote so well. So I would like to read to you the poem on children, and here it is. And a woman who held a babe against her bosom said, "Speak to us of children." And he said, "Your children are not your children. They are the sons and daughters of life's longing for itself. They come through you, but not from you. And though they are with you, yet they belong not to you. You may give them your love, but not your thoughts, for they have their own thoughts. You may house their bodies, but not their souls, for their souls dwell in the house of tomorrow, which you cannot visit, not even in your dreams. You may strive to be like them, but seek not to make them like you. For life goes not backward, nor tarries with yesterday. You are the boughs from which your children as living arrows are sent forth. The archer sees the mark upon the path of the infinite, and he bends you with his might, that his arrows may go swift and far. Let your bending in the archer's hand be for gladness. For even as he loves the arrows that flies, so he loves also the bough that is stable." Now, I'll tell you something. Reading that poem at 9 had really become helpful for me when I was 27 years old and my second son had passed away. He was born prematurely, 25 weeks gestation, just a little bit over 5 months perhaps, and it was an emergency C-section. He was able to spend 1 month in neonatal ICU and another month in a step-down ICU unit, and then we were able to have him home with us for a number of months before he had passed away, just one day before he turned 5 months old. And I will say this, I truly believe had I not come across Khalil Gibran's poem on children when I was 9, and given the opportunity throughout the years for that poem's message to deeply become ingrained on me, and for me to be able to understand it in a greater mindset, I probably would not have survived emotionally and psychologically when my second son passed away. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I have realized that there have been a number of meaningful messages that were put in my path in the past. And it was almost like they were given to me as tools to take on with me and learn to use, so that any of the challenges I had been facing, I was able to overcome successfully. Now, I am wondering right now if any of you have realized that you have been given messages or tools in your past that for some reason have helped you later on in your life. And if you have, I would definitely love to hear about it. So with that said, I will tell you that throughout my life, I have purchased a number of copies of Khalil Gibran's The Prophet, only because after purchasing one, I would end up meeting someone who I felt would need to have a copy of his book, whether it was regarding on marriage or on family or on children. And for those that I have come across who have lost a child or who have been experiencing challenges with their children, and I would share the poem on children, it's interesting how the ones that I've shared the poem with, they have never come across Khalil Gibran or have ever heard of him. So when they first hear about it, or when I first give them a copy of the poem on children, it had seemed to help them cope and deal with whatever it was they were dealing with. So I'm not sure if there are some of you that perhaps believe in destiny or fate. The reason why I bring this up is because for me, initially, I definitely believed in fate and or destiny. And it has just come to my attention in the past maybe decade or 5 years or so that as much as there is a fate and destiny, if you know, so believe it, I have also come to believe that you can definitely change your fate and destiny in some way. I mean, that's my opinion anyway. And I say this because when I did believe in strongly in fate and destiny, then reading that poem on children when I was 9, then I would tie it to if my fate and destiny was to have a child and lose him at age 27, then most certainly reading that poem at 9 years old really helped me in terms of my fate and destiny for what's to come in my future. But with that said, now that I have a different understanding, and that now I do believe that you can definitely change your destiny, then moving forward, what messages am I coming across in my path and in my journey that will sort of like give me a hint to what I possibly could be dealing with in the near future or the far future? And I guess that takes a really deep level of self-awareness to identify that early on before anything does happen. So I'm not sure right now whether or not what I'm saying is actually valid. I won't know until I do know. And then it'll probably be something of a hindsight. So like I said, there have been a number of messages that I know helped me along my path when I look back on it. And that poem by Khalil Gibran's On Children was just one of them. I'd love to explore the other messages, but I probably am going to save that for other episodes. I'm going to keep this episode short. It's really just for me to introduce the fact that we do have messages that are given to us. And even I'd love to go so far out as to say that in some way, the universe is always, will always, and has always been supporting us in very loving ways, whether we know it or not, or we accept it or not. There are many things that our five senses can definitely pick up on that the universe chooses to communicate to us through. And sometimes we just don't realize it. So then, if that were true, that the universe is always supporting us in loving ways and communicating to us in all our five senses, then what can we do in order to prepare ourselves or to ready ourselves to receive those messages? So I know many of you probably have heard of meditation or have attempted meditation or are already practicing a type of meditation. And that is great. And for those of you that, have heard of meditation or just don't know where to start or how to start or even why do we need to meditate, this is not the episode to talk about it. All I can say has quickly as I can would be to just, I guess, simply said, it's almost like if you can be aware of the moments before you fall asleep and then remove those thoughts in your head that you think of before you fall asleep. And as you lie there, you just concentrate on your breathing or somehow feel the heartbeat in your chest. And if you were to just concentrate and focus on your breathing, the inhale and exhale, or that light thumping of your heartbeat in your chest, even if it's for 10 seconds, that would be the start of what meditation could be. But then there's so much more. So I'd like to leave that message with you. But before I do go, I do want to say that words really are powerful. And the words of Khalil Gibran on children, as much as it had really helped me and continues to help me and continues to help so many other people. It's interesting how this gentleman had passed in 1931 and his words still continue to heal. So all I can say is that words do have a frequency, and that is of love. And Khalil Gibran's words of love still resonates even till now. So I hope everybody has a great week, and thank you for listening to this podcast. Bye.